16-year-old Bree Matthews is drowning in grief. 3 months after her mother's death in a car accident, she's constructed an emotional fortress, becoming After Bree, a version of herself that keeps everyone at arm's length, even her best friend Alice. But when Bree witnesses something impossible at a college party, strange silver-green light and two mysterious students capturing a winged creature, her carefully constructed world begins to crack. One of them, Selwyn Kane, tries to use mind control to make her leave, but Bree inexplicably breaks free from his mental command. The incident triggers a sense of déjà vu and a burning question. Could her mother's accident be connected to this hidden supernatural world? For the first time since her loss, Bree feels something beyond grief, a fierce determination to uncover the truth, whatever the cost. After being caught trespassing, Bree is assigned a peer mentor, Nick Davis, a charming student who seems determined to keep her away from the supernatural world she glimpsed. But when they're attacked by a hellhound, a demon that feeds on negative emotions, Nick reveals the truth. He's part of the Order of the Round Table, descendants of King Arthur's knights who protect humanity from demons called Shadowborn. The Order operates from a hidden headquarters on campus with a rigid hierarchy. Legendborn at the top, descendants of original knights who inherit supernatural abilities, followed by squires who bond with them, and pages competing to rise in rank. Nick, as Arthur's descendant, is reluctantly positioned to become the next leader, despite resisting his birthright for years. When Bree learns that a Merlin officer altered her memories the night her mother died, she formulates a bold plan. Infiltrate the Order by becoming a page, using Nick as her sponsor to access information about her mother's death. As Bree advances through the page trials, she experiences strange phenomena, red flame erupting from her fingertips and unusual resistance to memory manipulation. These manifestations lead her to Dr. Patricia Hartwood, who reveals a shocking truth. Bree's mother was a wildcrafter who practiced rootcraft, a form of magic that temporarily borrows energy from ancestors with their permission. This stands in stark contrast to the Order's bloodcraft, magic permanently bound to bloodlines through inheritance. The juxtaposition creates a powerful metaphor. Bloodcraft representing European traditions of conquest and ownership, rootcraft embodying African-American spiritual practices rooted in community and ancestral connection. Through guided memory walks, Bree witnesses how rootcraft developed among enslaved people as a means of protection and healing. She learns her family possesses a unique ability to physically manifest ancestral energy as red mage flame, a rare power that makes them targets. Standing at the intersection of these magical systems, Bree faces the challenge of reconciling traditions that reflect fundamentally different worldviews about power, consent, and community. Navigating the treacherous waters of the Order, Bree forms complex relationships with Nick Davis and Selwyn Kane. Nick initially tries to keep Bree at a distance, but is drawn to her determination and strength. Their growing attraction is complicated by his position. As Arthur's scion, he's expected to choose allies based on bloodline, not personal feelings. Selwyn presents a different kind of alliance. Initially antagonistic, he views Bree as a threat, suspecting she might be Shadowborn. The revelation that Sel is part demon, a Cambion with enhanced abilities but bound by oaths that control his dual nature, shifts their dynamic dramatically. This three-way relationship creates a fascinating exploration of power. Nick holds institutional power but feels trapped by it. Sel possesses tremendous magical ability but limited autonomy. Bree has abilities neither fully understands but lacks established protection. Their interactions reveal how power operates within systems, who decides, who obeys, and how relationships can subvert or reinforce existing hierarchies. As Bree advances through the trials, she pieces together a disturbing theory about her mother's death. 25 years ago, her mother witnessed the opening of a Shadowborn gate on campus, and the Order altered her memories. Through careful investigation with Cell's unexpected help, Bree discovers a shocking truth. Lord Martin Davis, Nick's father, orchestrated the current crisis. He opened the gate years ago, attempting to force a Camlann, the prophesied battle where Arthur's heir must take up Excalibur. When that failed, he covered his actions and continued plotting, now deliberately creating danger by opening new gates to force Nick's calling and control him as a puppet king. This conspiracy reveals how devotion to tradition can warp moral judgment. Davis justifies endangering innocent lives as necessary for the greater good. The Order's emphasis on bloodlines over character, their secretive nature, and willingness to alter memories created conditions that allowed corruption to flourish unchecked. When Davis threatens Alice to force Bree's compliance, we see how systems of power maintain themselves by targeting those with the least protection. Through Rootcraft, Bree connects with her ancestral lineage, witnessing pivotal moments in her family's history. She discovers her mother left her a memory message, revealing their family legacy. Their Rootcraft abilities were bound to their bloodline generations ago, creating a curse where power passes from mother to daughter upon death, explaining why Bree, her mother, and grandmother all experienced maternal loss young. Through possession by her grandmother's spirit, Bree learns to control abilities that combine aspects of both magical traditions. This ancestral connection provides more than just magical power. It gives perspective on her grief, helping her understand her mother's death as part of a larger pattern rather than random tragedy. It connects her to traditions that survived despite attempts at erasure. Most importantly, it helps her integrate the parts of herself she had separated. There is no more before Bree and after Bree, just Bree, with all her complexity and power. When Bree uncovers Lord Davis's plot, she and her allies, including Alice, navigate ancient tunnels beneath campus to reach Excalibur's cave. The climactic battle converges all storylines. Nick fighting Arthur's call as his father battles above, Scions and Squires confronting demons, and Excalibur gleaming in stone at the center. By exposing Davis's corruption, Bree forces the Order to confront how their traditions enabled abuse. Her unique power, neither purely Rootcraft nor Bloodcraft, but something new, suggests integration rather than separation between magical traditions. The resolution challenges fundamental assumptions about who belongs in legendary narratives and who can reshape them. Bree's journey from compartmentalizing pain to integrating it mirrors the larger process of acknowledging historical traumas rather than burying them. Haven't we all felt like we're living in the after version of ourselves following loss? Like Bree, perhaps our greatest power lies not in forgetting, but in remembering, drawing strength from those before us while writing new chapters of old stories with our own hands.